This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It is Reaction Monday. If you're going to get on, just bring it. Don't ask us how we're doing. Bring that fire. Get right into it. It's your time to perform. Don't be like Davis Mills on the road. 11 of 12 interceptions, by the way, on the road now. 6 of 8 in college, although the rating was higher in college. But if you do the math there, that's 17 interceptions.
That's a lot of interceptions on the road.
On the road.
Yeah.
Out of 20 career interceptions, 17 out of 20 on the road. It's a lot.
Just start them at home.
Nah.
Don't start them on the road.
Well, we're going to platoon the quarterback position now there, coach.
Might as well, man.
There's something the Texans can do that would satisfy every Texans fan, no matter what the mindset is.
No, you can't satisfy every Texans.
I promise you, and I'll lay this out for you. Just wait.
Can't do it.
Just wait. Just hear me out on this.
All right.
Because I guarantee that you're going to change your mind here. Guaranteed.
Right. Well, no, I'm not saying you can't convince me.
This is going to satisfy
everybody. I'm saying you can't convince everyone.
I think you can.
All right.
I think you can with this situation. Because there's a couple portions of Texans fans right now. There's ones that just want to suck, and it's C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. You're getting that discussion going right now. We just need to suck, and we need to get our quarterback. There's that portion, and then there's the portion that believes in Davis Mills, and they want to see more of Davis Mills.
Give him a chance. It's not all his fault.
Just keep putting Davis Mills out there,
because
you're going to satisfy the people that want to see more, and you're going to satisfy the ones that want to suck. Because the best thing the Texans can do at this point, if they want to continue to lose games, is let number 10 play quarterback. He is that bad. He is that awful. And the other thing about it is, and I don't think they've gotten to this point, and if they need to see more, that's fine. I have no problem. But if what they tell us is true, they being Nick Caserio, Lovie Smith, Pep Hamilton, if what they truly tell us, if what they're telling us they want to do is true, which is win football games, then there had to have at least been the discussion about whether or not they should go with Kyle Allen at this point. I'm not saying that they have to come to the conclusion. I'm not going to pound the table for Kyle Allen and say they got to start Kyle Allen right now if they want to win. What I'm saying is if they truly – now, it could be process over results, which Nick Caserio said it was last year. But if they truly want to win football games, and that's what they're telling us, and their goal is to win football games in 2022
–
then the discussion should have at least, even if it just came up in passing, the discussion should have come up between Lovie Smith, Pep Hamilton, and Nick Caserio whenever they have their meetings. So do you think that Kyle Allen could be this bad? It had to have come up at least. But if you want to keep losing, just leave Davis out there, and everybody can be happy.
I think you hit it right on the head. I will tell you one reason why you're not keeping everybody happy, though. Not everyone. Most everyone. If you continue to play at Davis Mills, then I want to get to the second point you just made because it ties together. You've got 52 other professionals on there that you owe something to, and they're not going to be happy the longer this goes, if it continues to go this way. Because if you're like, okay, let's keep playing Davis Mills, which I endorse, I'm with you. Let's keep playing him, and we'll get a higher draft pick, and we'll find out once and for all, and he'll be a perennial backup, a poor man's Chase Daniel, you know, for however long in this league. And you're keeping, you know, everybody happy that way. But you're not keeping the locker room happy. I mean, these are professional athletes that you owe something to. If your stated goal, now this is getting this is why it ties in with your
second point. We're doing the locker room thing here.
That's not trite. It's not a little thing. If your stated goal is to win games and you keep playing Davis Mills, you're really turning on the other guys in that locker room and coaches and everybody else that bust their ass for all these years, all this time this year, to try to win football games, and you're putting that out there?
You think Davis is losing the locker room?
No, I'm saying if you keep putting him out there, you lose the locker room as an organization, as a head coach, as a general manager.
So how long does this go on then?
2 weeks. I can be specific. I can be very specific to you. You play Davis.
You're giving him 2 weeks.
You play Davis.
You have a time and everything.
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
I had it in the holster.
So you're giving Davis Mills 2 more weeks.
I had it in the holster, ready to go.
Why 2 weeks?
I'll tell you exactly why 2 more weeks. If you go the next 2 weeks, you're going to lose to the LA Chargers, and then you're probably going to lose to Jacksonville at Jacksonville. Oh, by the way, they're good. So you're going to be 0-4-1. That's it. That's a wrap. Season's done. Look at every data metric. Look at everything. You ain't going anywhere. Your season's done. And then what do you have? You have a bye week. So if you play him for 2 more weeks, you can pretty much have your decision on Davis Mills. I've been saying 6 or 8 games. No. It'll be, if they go 0-4-1 and he plays like this, you got your decision on Davis Mills. That's a wrap, right? You can tell your the locker room, we're putting in Kyle Allen. That dude has started, 12, 14 games in the NFL? We're going to try to win some games. You got a bye week, so Kyle Allen can have 2 weeks to prepare. And then where are you going? Where are y'all going to be in October, third week of October? Las Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
That's a bad team. You might turn things around. You got 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks of Davis Mills and then a bye week, 2 weeks to prepare, Kyle Allen, whomever, and boom, you're good to go. You asked.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It is Reaction Monday. Casey, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
They need to get rid of Davis Mills. And for Leather Smith to be a defensive coach, I can't tell because the defense sucks. I can arm tackle better than that in the chair.
You can tackle better than that in
the
chair.
You can armchair tackle.
Talking about the defense, Lovie Smith's defense. You have an issue with Lovie Smith's defense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Maybe Lovie Smith was just what we thought he was. Like, because our whole thing about Lovie Smith is – for a process results, and I said this at the start of the season, so this isn't like me moving the goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
For a process over results type of coach, he brings credibility. He seems to be down with the vibe. But maybe Lovie Smith is just what he was in Tampa Bay and what he was in Illinois. Maybe Lovie Smith just is what they thought he was, and that's just where you're at. Because he's not Matt Eberflus. Like he's not as good of a coach as Matt Eberflus.
No,
I mean Matt Eberflus yesterday, like he had a feel, and it wasn't popular. Like, Matt Eberflus, say what you want about Justin Fields and say what you want about the Bears. You realize that right now in Chicago, they're having discussions that we're having, and they have the exact same problems, except they lost their best player yesterday.
Yeah.
But they have the exact same problems. Their defense sucks. Their offense has no weapons. They have a second-year quarterback. You don't know if he's the guy. There's all kinds of issues, and they're 2-1. They're a 2-1 team because Matt Eberflus knows how to handle his personnel and knows how to – to figure out how to win games.
We
and that's what he did yesterday.
We shouldn't be having this discussion about Lovie Smith's defense. That's how bad it is. Because David Montgomery was out early in that game. How many plays did he play?
He had 3 carries.
3 carries, like a quarter, right? It was like almost a whatever. He was out early. He had 3 carries. David Montgomery's out. You've got an offense that you don't have to even think about pass coverage. Just put your cornerbacks out there, put Jalen Pitre in the middle of the field, and let him throw the ball to him, you know? Put more guys in the – you had their starting running back out. You could have put 7, 8 guys in the box. There is no excuse for giving up, 281 yards rushing?
I lost count. 111 at the end of the first quarter. Could I interest you in a stat?
That is incredible.
Like, could I interest you in a stat?
And then I'll see your stat and I'll raise you one in a second. But give me yours.
They gave up 111 yards rushing in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know that's more than 16 teams in the NFL were giving up per game?
Yeah.
That's over half. Like, half the teams in the NFL don't give up over 111 yards per game rushing, and they gave it up in the first quarter.
With their running back out and the quarterback unable to throw. That is what sealed it for me. Here's my stat that I'll raise you. The Texans have the worst rushing defense in the NFL by 45 yards. By 45 yards per game, they have the worst defense. It's one thing if you're like 28th, 30th, whatever, and there's just a lot of bad teams, you know, that can't stop the run. You can't stop the run by 45 yards per game worse than the other worst team in the NFL. That's and especially in that game, that's ridiculous. The tackling is just, I mean, even the announcers, our friends James Lofton,
Andrew
Catalan, who are destined to be Texans, they might as well, you know, wear the Texans gear, you know, because they're like designated.
I don't think they want that.
Texans announcers. They were even saying, like, look at all these missed tackles. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Now you got a matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers. You want, like, some good news?
Could I would love some good news.
Like, we've talked about how the Texans have been so lucky when it comes to injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to lay out the situation with the Chargers right now?
Well, I know their quarterback's hurting.
Well, that's the least of their problems. Keenan Allen is dealing with a hamstring issue. He was out yesterday. J.C. Jackson has an ankle problem. He was out yesterday. Their starting center, Corey Linsley, was out with a knee injury. Yesterday, Joey Bosa suffered a groin injury. Rashawn Slater, their starting left tackle, sustained a bicep injury. Wide receiver Jalen Guyton left the game, and Justin Herbert has hurt ribs. So the luck continues for the Houston Texans if you want to look for some good news. There you go.
Well, they've had a lot of good luck, and that's the issue, that you're playing this poorly with so many breaks going your way.
He likes to laugh. He likes to talk wrestling, and we think he's doing a decent job. But how much blame does Nick Caserio, friend of the station, deserve for the state of the current roster? We'll discuss next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.